Okay, we continue now with the Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Shuvah, the third halacha, Kol Mishenicha Malam Mitzvos. We just ended off, and I just need to reemphasize two very important points. Number one is the first line of the third parak is always inspiring to me. Kol Echav Echav Le'adam Yesh Lozachuyos Va'avonos. Everybody's in the same category as each and every one of us. We're all in the same boat. Some of us have more of one and less of the other, but that is not the point. The point is that nobody is in extremes here. No one has only Zechuyos or only Avonos. We all have a combination. It's our job to increase the zechuyos and decrease the avonos. That's our job for life. He made a very other significant point, which is if you have more zechuyos than avonos, and we're not talking about quantity, we're talking about quantity combined with quality, then you're considered to be a tzaddik. If you have more avonos over the zechuyos, then you're considered to be a rasha. Again, more meaning greater, probably I should say, than more, because it's less about the quantity, as the Rambam points out, and it's more about the quality of each of the avonos and the zechuyos. Again, we'll blow shofar at the end for anyone who joins after the initial shofar blowing, and I'm going to pick up now with the third halacha in the Rambam of Hilchos Tshuvah, third parak of Hilchos Tshuvah. Call me shenicham ala mitzvah she'asa. If somebody basically feels badly about they did the mitzvahs, they regret doing the mitzvahs with taha al hazechuyos. And they basically say, you know what? I'm not interested in the zechuyos. I regret ever doing any of this. I grew up in the Jewish community, grew up in the frum community. I'm not interested in all the mitzvahs that I've done, and I'm not interested in it anymore. I'm not only not interested, but I regret that I ever was part of it in the first place. If all are believable, and they say in their heart, why did I do all this? Better I should never have done them. Any of us should even think these ways, let alone say that. Says the Rambam, a person like this that is interested in totally discounting all of their previous mitzvahs and totally throwing out the entire idea of Judaism from there and all of the mitzvahs they've done. That's it. They have no ain maskir no shum zchus ba'olam. They have nothing. They have no zechuyos at all. Shneimar v'tzidkas tzaddik lo tatzilenu b'yom rishol. That's a day of rishus, and that's it. No tzidkas tzaddik is going to come and help them at that point. No matter how good they were before, ain de ele b'toyah al rishonus. But they're only talking about this when they're talking about an individual who basically regrets what they've done earlier, meaning that they say, "I'm not interested. I'm totally." They are discounting all the previous things. Not that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come along and say, "Ah, this person is no good, and we're not going to count all his previous mitzvahs." No, we have all the previous mitzvahs that each of us carry, assuming we don't discount them ourselves. So I actually think this it seems like it's out of place, this initial point, right? Because we're going right back to what we were talking about earlier. Why is it that he mentioned this? And I think the important piece is for each of us, again, a confidence builder, but also a recognition that we may not have had such a great year. We may not have had such a great year, but we have previous zechuyos and again avonos that go before this year. And it's worthwhile for each of us not to only consider, okay, like as long as I live up to the standard this year, like I'm okay. No, and even if I didn't live up to my Torah this year, as long as I'm not, I think this is the realm I'm saying, as long as I'm not discounting everything I've done previous, as long as I don't look poorly on all the things I've done earlier, then those still are in my, they're still part of my my calculation. They're not totally thrown out by Kadosh Baruch Hu because I had a bad year. Those stay in the calculations. But if I personally regret ever doing them in the first place, that's what takes us out of the fold of continuing to have those zechuyos. But going back to, again, and it's not, I don't think it's a major shift then, if we think about it that way. Same way, Kadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of their lives, end of our lives, Kadosh Baruch Hu calculates really our zechuyos and avonos again, zechuyos in the terms of and avonos, what are we calculating? Not only, again, not numerically, not, one for one, Rambam pointed out that one zechus can be connected in multiple avonos, and the same vice versa. So it's about the quality of those zechuyos and avonos, because Baruch Hu calculates the mishas misaso at the end of one's life. Every single person in the entire world comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and also gets this calculation. Every single year. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. We're about 2 weeks out of Rosh Hashanah at this point. But that is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. This is what happens on a yearly basis. So don't think this is only a calculation that happens at the end of life. It happens every single year on Rosh Hashanah. Whoever is considered to be a tzaddik immediately at that point is considered to be nechtam. It's already sealed for life. And anyone who is considered to be a rosh at that point, nechtam lemisa. They're entirely nechtam lemisa. It's over. It's not like nikasa, nechtam. The habeinoni toilin osob ede yom kippurim. So says the Rambam, this would give rise to the entire idea of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, is if a person is considered to be in that middle ground. Remember, we pointed out that there's the Rasha category, there's the Tzaddik category, and then there's a middle category of Beinoni. That a Beinoni is hung over basically until Yom Kippur. We're holding off until Yom Kippur to see what's going to end up being. So that's where the Nikasev, the Chasima happens by Yom Kippur for a person who is a Beinoni. But if a person is obviously in one of the previous categories by Rosh Hashanah already, so it's already Nechtam L'chaim or Nechtam L'misa already by then. So says the Rambam, it's worthwhile to keep in mind that not only do these calculations happen on for everyone in their own moment at the end of one's life, but the calculations happen on a yearly basis in each and every one of our lives. By during the Rambam, the fourth halacha, Ava Bisha Tkiya Shayfa Bersh Shana Gzeiras Akasuv, Remez Yeshbo, excuse me. Sorry about that. Ava Bisha Tkiya Shayfa Bersh Shana Gzeiras Akasuv, Remez Yeshbo. Even though the Pasuk tells us, Yimchurbo Shofar Bersh Shana, there's also a beautiful idea behind it. Kaleimar, Uru Yeshay Mishinaschem. You should wake up from your slumber. Says the Rambam, not only is shofar a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah, because stam it's a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah, so we don't have to look for extra meaning or purpose in a mitzvah if it's because the pasuk tells us. It says the Rambam, Ava Pishat Kiyas Shefar B'Rosh Hashanah Gzeiras HaKasuv. Even though it is a Gzeiras HaKasuv and is a clear mitzvah to do this, Remez Yeshbo. There's also a beautiful idea from the pasuk. Uru Yishenim Yishnaschem. Wake up from your slumber, right? And again, wake up from your sleep and your slumber. Why? What should you do instead? Go look at what you're doing. Look at your Maaseichem, right? Start searching through your Maaseichem. And go back in tshuva, v'zichru barachem, and remember who is that your who's your creator, who's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, in your life. Now it's fascinating to me. First of all, a couple of things. First of all, the only way that we can do v'chizru b'tshuva is first chafsu bet ma'aseichem. There is a clear order, and before that, you need to wake up. Meaning, there's a wake up, then there right, and not to stay asleep. Then once you're awake, again, we're not talking about physical awakeness. We're talking about spiritual awakeness. Sometimes we and I was going to point out this, we go the entire year without being awake, so to speak, awake of the reality that Kadosh Baruch Hu was standing in Dalaf Nimiyat HaOmed, who Kadosh Baruch Hu is and what his existence is in our lives. But first I need to wake up, and then because of my sake, then I had to actually investigate my actions, and then the chizur b'tshuva, and then tshuva comes along, and then after tshuva, which is the ultimate goal of tshuva, v'zichru barachem, and remember who is your creator. In other words, tshuva is not an entity in and of itself. Tshuva is part of a progression. You need to first wake up. You need to be inspired. You need to understand that there is significance to me being awake in this world. I'm here for a purpose, and that my purpose is to get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the end goal. V'zichru barachem, I want to get to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the end. How do I get there? So before getting to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I need to do tshuva because I've gone away from him. And that's what I'm returning to. I'm returning to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm returning to myself. Myself in the way that I'm ideally connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The chafsu b'maaseichem needs me before that. In order to actually do tshuva successfully, I need to actually look at what it is that I'm doing. And in order for me to actually look at what I'm doing, I need to wake up from what it is in my slumber. MS, the Heavenly Asman, the Shogim Kol Shnosom, the head of the Rik, Says the Rambam, what are we talking about in this situation? We're talking about individuals who the entire year they've forgotten what? Or even not for the entire year, it could be for moments. They've forgotten the truth. And what? They have the Azman because they got involved in the things that are meaningless in time, or wasting time. They're so involved in worthless endeavors throughout the entire year. Doesn't help us and doesn't save us. Says the Rambam, what should an individual do when they hear the shofar, when they wake up? Wake up and leave all that alone. Leave it behind you and start going in the right direction. Says the Rambam, this is an important line about the entire year, and more important for us, each and every one of us, to get. Just don't think it's a time for the year. It's for right now as well. That what? Every one of us needs to see ourselves, shiyira atzma kala shana kula, the entire year, as what? That we're on the 50-50, that the scales are literally right here. Says the Rambam, and the entire world is right here. I'm right here, and the entire world's right here. That we're half and half. Says the Rambam, every time we do a single sin, what does that do? It creates for us and for the entire world. If the entire world is 50-50, until we start acting in the wrong way, then what happens? Then we're the cause of it going in a downfall. And the same thing for our lives. We are half and half. Your actions, each and every one of our actions, can be what? The cause of a destruction. Also, mitzvah achas. If you do one mitzvah, we do one mitzvah. Every little mitzvah, there's no such thing as a little mitzvah. Every mitzvah, what? Counts. Not just for a small, it counts. No, it's significant. Why? Because it literally tips the scales. For you and for the whole world, the kaf zechus, the garim lev lachem shuvat zol shneim avitzadik yisoid olam. What does it mean? A tzadik is yisoid olam, is the foundation of the world. Zesh a tzadik yichriyas kol olam lizechus veitzilo. You could save the entire world. So anyone here who wants to change the world, and you want to feel like empowered to change the world, and you want to feel inspired to change the world, that's gevaldik. You should. Don't let anyone else in the world tell you you can't change the world. Says the Ram, you know how you change the world? With every single mitzvah. You know how you change the world? Avoiding aveiros. That's changing the world. Whether you see it or not, it is has cosmic impacts on the entire world. Says the Rambam, and this is why it's important for Mashanim Kippurim, and I pointed out to you earlier that the Rambam has different ways of describing the time period. That earlier, when the Rambam talks about it, it's between Bain Mashanim, right, the Yom Kippurim. Here it says that the Rambam, and Yon Zeh, because of this idea of thinking about this an entire year long, what do we do during this time period that we're about to get into? Every single one of us, Klal Yisrael, has a minhag to do what? To increase in tzedakah, to increase in doing good things, and to increase in what? In mitzvos. From when to when? From Rosh Hashanah, Mi Rosh Hashanah, V'ad Yom Kippurim. This includes Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Bein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, as we pointed out earlier, V'tzakah, remember the whole idea of Slicha. That's between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Here, may Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim include Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in the calculation. Yes, Mikol Hashanah, we do more during the Seder Shmei Tshuva than the entire rest of the year. And again, as we pointed out earlier, that is not hypocritical, and it's not, no, we're dafka realizing that what? That every one of our actions, we're finally waking up. It's like waking up at the area and 2 minutes left in a 1 hour game. You're not going to say, "Oh, I'm not going to take the shot anymore because I haven't been taking the shot the entire game." No, you're going to take the shot because you want to win the game. So to hear it's the very, very end of the year, and we're finally waking up. We're finally waking up, and we realize, "Oh my gosh, we have a lot to do. We have a lot to calculate. We have a lot to put into the calculations here." So we're going to increase. I'm pretending to be someone I'm not. That is who I am. I just been asleep the whole year. I'm going to increase and increase and increase. Now's the time. We know to do what? Says the Rambam, there's a minhag to what? To wake up in the middle of the night during these 10 days and to wake up early and to daven. This is what we do slichos until what? Until the morning comes. Says the Rambam, that's a minhag during the Aseres Metshuva. And it's important for each and every one of us to know about this. As we're about to end, I'm sorry I went a little bit over, but as we're about to end, we are about a week later, a week from now, will be the first night of Slichos. Opportunity to come together and to begin this process before Rosh Hashanah and before Yom Kippur, and to realize that these tefillos make a difference, and hearing the shofar makes a difference. And every little mitzvah, now another thing is a little mitzvah. Every mitzvah makes a difference. Remember, we are 50-50 the entire year long. We are 50-50 independently, and the entire world is 50-50. And if the entire world is 50-50 and it's based on our 50-50, then it's incumbent upon us to what? To make sure that we are tipping the scales in the right direction. And if you ever wondered, wait a second, why is it that after I did an avon, the entire world didn't get destroyed as Rambam just described, or maybe my life didn't get destroyed in that one moment? First of all, there are other people in the world. And Baruch Hashem, while we should realize that, they also realize that. And then Baruch Hashem, the entire world has been held up by people that in moments when someone else has a failure, someone else has an avon, someone else feels weak, someone else, Baruch Hashem, in the world is feeling strong and is keeping the world alive and is adding to the mitzvah side, the zechuyah side, when the other person unfortunately is adding to the avonah side. So it is true. This calculation is critical, and it's important for even in our own lives that we step up even after an avon. And sometimes it feels so off that after an avon, then to do a mitzvah, because Baruch doesn't want those mitzvahs. No, it's not true, because Baruch does want those mitzvahs. And it's incumbent upon us to bounce back after our avonos, to be able to try to inspire ourselves and care for the entire world. Because if you want to change the world, it's every single mitzvah of the Rambam. Emet Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the fifth halacha in the